USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Donald Trump will not testify in the Senate's upcoming impeachment trial, a spokesman for the former president said, explicitly rejecting a request from House Democrats. The former president's lawyers calling the request a public relations stunt. President Biden is laying out his administration's vision for America's foreign policy. Speaking at the State Department, Biden vowed to be tough on China.
We'll confront China's economic abuses, but we are ready to work with Beijing when it's in America's interest to do so.
Biden also with a message for Russia.
We will not hesitate to raise the cost on Russia and defend our vital interest and our people.
During the Trump administration, sanctions were placed on Russian officials at least four different times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Mississippi State Board of Health is going ahead with plans for medical marijuana in the state. The department has until July 1st to put together regulations and until mid-August to begin licensing those in the industry and issuing cards allowing residents who qualify to buy marijuana. The questions continue regarding Major League Baseball starting its season on time.
The Biden administration reportedly asked Major League Baseball to delay opening day after the league itself publicly proposed the idea. According to reporting from The Athletic, the administration approached the league with the idea of using a month-long delay to get players vaccinated against COVID-19. Officials were reportedly confident that with the anticipated emergency use approval of a Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they'd be able to get all players vaccinated. The MLB Players Association is set to meet with administration officials as well, but have already rejected the idea of delaying the season, leaving spring training to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security over a memo from the Biden administration that ordered a freeze on the majority of deportations for 100 days. Brnovich, a Republican, announcing the lawsuit in a Twitter post late Wednesday, stating that he believes the policy puts Arizona public safety at risk. Regarding immigration under the Biden administration, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox Business,
"I worked hard on immigration issues, Maria. The American national security depends on a sovereign United States of America. We have to know who's coming in and out of our country. We're a compassionate people. Everyone all across the world wants to come be here in America, but we have a responsibility to the people who are here in the United States to make sure that we have secure borders, that we know who's coming in and out of our country, and that we regulate our immigration in a way that preserves jobs and prosperity and wages for the people who are here in the United States. I hope the next administration doesn't undo all the good work we did to keep Americans safe from drugs coming across our border, from illegals coming across our border, and from all the ills that flow from open borders here in the United States."
Former Vice President Mike Pence is joining the Heritage Foundation as a distinguished visiting fellow. The conservative think tank saying Pence will advise its public policy experts on issues and write a monthly column. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.